thank you all for being here to remember my mom. I really appreciate it. I wrote a couple short speech, and I'm really sorry, I'm not a great public speaker, and I'd like to read this, but I think that I really appreciate all of you being here, and many of you I probably haven't seen, but I've gone before you come up here, so thank you all for coming. I've been blessed to have such a close relationship with many of you, even though I've lived in Southern California for over 40 years. My mom was a character. She could be difficult, and she wasn't afraid to point out things I was doing that she didn't like. But we always were able to reach a compromise that we could both be happy with. She always allowed me to follow my dreams. It included spending the summer in Monterey, Mexico, and later attending both UCLA and USC in Los Angeles, where I eventually settled. She never complained that her only child was 1,000 miles away. And I always regretted that I didn't take the time to spend more time with my mom and my dad. Into my adulthood, my mom was the person I turned to when I had a problem. This happened on more than one occasion, and each time she helped me out totally. Her relationship with my wife Debbie and my kids Kelly and Ryan grew over the years. While we might have only been with her once a year, sometimes twice a year, we spoke with her frequently, and we all attempted to keep my mom on the phone for at least 1 minute. Saul, take the phone. We were especially happy to host Kelly's wedding a couple of years ago. My mom was so happy with the entire event, and it was made all the sweeter since she had recuperated from a health issue in the prior year and a half. She had a great time and loved having her there. During the last year, she handled dialysis like a trooper, although it was hard for me to watch her suffer from the frequent headaches and back spasms. I hope she's resting peacefully right now. In conclusion, I'd like to say I especially thank my four roommates from before we were married, Ray and Susan Song and Dan and Diana, who came here from Los Angeles. She considers you guys a great friends.